I'm coming on right now. I was talking to Maddie Braun, buddy. Maddie was just here on the Homegrown Show. Maddie Braun, B-R-A-U-N. I'm guessing if you go to MaddieBraun.com, you are going to see something very, very special. And I don't know the name of the last song you guys just sang for us live on the Homegrown Show, but it was by far the best thing I've heard from you guys. It was absolutely beautiful. It gave me goosebumps. Hey, I'll tell you what's true, man. Here, the Four Outdoorsmen. I'm Bob Total Country. Mark Lukey is my partner tonight because Mr. Boomer is where, my friend?
The Boomer, he is going to be calling in here in a little bit. He's at the Alumacraft dealer meeting in Treasure Island, Minnesota, and so we're going to get a quick update from him and see how things are going down there. How are you, sir?
Every day's a gift, buddy. I'll tell you about every day's a gift. Take care, Manny. Thanks for being here. You guys have to see this sometime. If you ever want to come down and watch the Four Outdoorsmen, how they work, it's like the Keystone Cops or Benny Hill show sometimes, yeah. Because Brian is on the other side of the glass on a different studio controlling all of this, and all of a sudden, Maddie's singing or someone else is singing, and it's chaos until we start mellowing into the Four Outdoorsmen tonight. My week's been good. How about yours, pal?
I had a great week. I spent the weekend in Wisconsin Dells with the family. We had a kind of an impromptu family reunion.
A family reunion?
Yeah, so I have three older sisters. Two of them live in Wisconsin. My aunt and uncle live in Chicago, as well as a cousin. And I had a cousin flying all the way from England to meet us. So it was a great time. I don't think I'm ever going to leave the house for another 2 years. Because having all the boys in one room trying to sleep just does not work.
I think there have to be some alcohol involved.
There was. Friday, I went out with my sisters and my cousin, and we had a great time. We don't get to see each other very often, and I paid for it. I'm still paying for it.
I'll tell you what, you're pretty blessed. If you get together with family, how many people were involved here?
Let's see. Well, my three sisters and their family, so that's that's five children. There's probably eight kids and, I don't know, 10, 12 adults.
You got 20, 25 people, and they all get along? You got to be kidding me.
Pretty much.
How lucky you are.
Well, when you don't see each other very often, it's really easy to get along.
I suppose it is. Yeah, yeah. Good for you, man.
So we have a great show tonight. We have a packed show. We have Boomer coming on any second now. You need to give him Shelly's number maybe after this break.
I will, yeah, because Shelly's going to be on second. Shelly Holland and Scott Seibert are going to be on there with SKS Guide Service. And Shelly and I and my gorgeous wife, Diane, and I are going to be taking a trip with Shelly and Scott this week on the Apostle Islands, because Shelly is now Captain Shelly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And she's going to take us on a tour on the Apostle Islands, and I am so psyched about that.
We also have two guys, Jake and Josh, Jake DeLong and Josh Lackey, I believe, that started an organization called Vets for Hunting and Fishing. And we always like to get these kind of guys on that work so hard for our vets to get them outdoors. So we're going to meet them and talk about their organization. And I kind of stumbled across them out of nowhere, so I'd like to learn more about it.
Well, you mentioned you stumbled across them. How did you find them? We try to find guests who are not only into the fishing and hunting industry and not all about, you know, tying knots and how do you catch this fish, how do you catch that fish, but all about the outdoors as well. So I have as much fun getting interesting guests like these guys. Tell me how you found them.
Well, we produce a show called Operation Fishing Freedom, which does, it takes vets.
All right, now you mentioned
out.
We produce. Who's we?
Ron Share Productions.
There you go, buddy.
We produce that show for them. And I was calling Jake. I didn't know it was Jake at the time, but I was calling Lucas Oil because I see they did some things with vets, Lucas Oil, the oil company. And I got talking with Jake, and he started talking about this. So kind of went from there to talking about this on the radio. So
I had a chance to see a couple of their videos and some of the people they've taken out to do their hunting or fishing. I cry. I'm an easy crier, man. It's very, very interesting. Yeah. But I respect, and I'm going to say this to Jake and Josh Lackey as well. The other part of the Vets for Fishing and Hunting is the website.
Yep.
Vets for Fishing and Hunting.
As an English degree, does that bother you?
No, it doesn't. I don't like G's anyway. G's are like clowns. They creep me out. But anyway, I watched a couple of videos today, read up on them, and it's pretty emotional. And I have so much respect and care for people who dedicate and commit themselves to helping others, because I'm not as good at it as I should be. What do you got, buddy?
Well, I think we have Boomer on the line here. Can we try giving him a shout? Boomer, are you there, buddy?
I can hear you live from Southern or Welch, Minnesota, home of the Mississippi River down here and Treasure Island Casino at the Alumacraft dealer meeting. Happy Sunday, guys.
You get it. Hey, both Mark and I stood up the exact same time. I thought he was sitting down. He thought I was sitting down. Hey, welcome. I tell you what a nice day to be out there right on the river. It's a gorgeous night. You should be outside right now.
Well, you know what? I actually am outside. I got to enjoy the last few hours test driving some of the new 2019 Alumacraft boats. But before I get to that, Stu, I thought you and Mark might appreciate this story, and as well as our listeners. So, you know, right now they're doing a charity auction, which we'll get into that because it's all about some military organizations that Alumacraft supports.
Yep.
And I got to sneak out to take the call so we can talk about the dealer meeting and fishing reports on tonight's Four Outdoors around Bob Country. So, of course, I'm on my phone making a post about coming on the show tonight, probably not paying attention as much as I should. And I see that there's two entrances to bathrooms.
Two entrances to what?
Entry into bathrooms.
Okay, the bathroom. Right? Okay, go ahead.
There's two doorways to get into a bathroom. It's like an open doorway, Stu. So I also see two big Alumacraft banners on each side of it. And I'm like, well, I think this is the men's room, whatever. Don't think about it. I'm on my phone, walking, doing my post to get on the Four Outdoorsmen tonight. And I look around and I'm like, this is weird. There's no urinals. They're all stalls. Let alone I was greeted by some young ladies. And I made an appearance in the women's bathroom at Treasure Island Casino at the 2019 Alumacraft dealer meeting.
Attaboy. You were trolling then, right?
Yeah. Absolutely right. So that made it a little interesting getting on the show tonight. But you know what? It was kind of fun. But I tell you what, just got wrapped up on the stage, had the blessed and humbled opportunity to introduce the organizations that there's a charity for tonight. And these have all been friends of our shows, guys. The Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund. That's August 25th through the 26th on Arrowwood Resort. All of that money, it's a great bass and walleye tournament. Really look for our listeners to get involved with that, the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund. Then there's Trolling for Troops, which is where they take vets out on Mille Lacs, and they kind of have a derby tournament there. And then the last one was called Hooked on Heroes. That's an organization out of Arkansas. And I tell you what, all of these organizations, and I know we have some guests on the show tonight that I won't be on for, they do so much to help our true heroes deal with the challenges of life, of coming back and keeping us being able to do what we do within our borders. And it's just amazing the men and the women that continue to give back. And they also had a segment, Mark, I know you're very aware of American Hero Outdoors.
Yes.
Which is hosted by retired Colonel, St. Sovereign, John St. Sovereign, I believe his name is. He was the captain over Fort Ripley. And he talks about the Gold Star families, Drew. And these Gold Star families are families that they've had lost a loved one in conflict and in battle. And it was really emotional, but it's just how the outdoors, Drew and producer Mark, can give back so much to these people that need it and give them some healing.
You talked about the Daniel Drevnik thing coming up, I think, August 20. Is that August 25th you were saying?
Yes, it's August 25th, so there's a charity auction. There's some music. It's at Arrowwood Resort. And then on August 26th is when the derby starts. And, guys, it's a lot of fun. You don't have to be a pro. You just have to have a boat and a partner. And you can choose your species, either bass or walleye. So depending on what you like to go after, which, you know, those two species cover a good percentage of what we like to chase in the land of 10,000 lakes, you can go out there and do it. It's relaxed. It's fun. And you know what? You're not out there to win. You're out there knowing that your time and the money that you raise is going towards a great fund like the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund, which gives scholarships to veterans and active military that are pursuing a career in law enforcement.
Go ahead, Boom. I'm Mark.
That's fantastic, Boom, and thanks for going down there and doing that. So I also noticed that your wife went to a bass tournament. Was it in La Crosse area?
Yeah. So we have been on the road. We've been living out of our truck a little bit, but we have the kids and I went and supported Nicole at the FLW BFL tournament in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They call that the Great Lakes Division, And guys, it was amazing. There was 140 something boats there. Nicole was in her beautiful Alumacraft boat, XB200, which is our Bass Series boat. And she did pretty good, finished about mid-pack. The report I could stay away from lacrosse was it was a pretty big topwater bite. As folks who have fished that part of the Mississippi River over there in Wisconsin, it's just full of, some duckweed and some vegetation, like we like to call it. It's true, that lily pad,
yep.
That lily pads that float on top of the water.
There he is.
And you can really see a lot of topwater bite that's going on there as well. And one of our friends of the show, a lot of our friends of the show guys, have actually with us down here at the Alumacraft dealer meeting. You guys know Mike Larson from Larson Quality Jigs.
Yes, sir.
Huge river rat in St. Paul, infamous for in that March-April time frame when the big spawning walleyes are running up the Minnesota River. And then Gene Jensen, a.k.a.
the Flute Master,
right? He is down here. And it's amazing, guys, the power of, like, Gene's instructional videos. On any given month, you guys guess how many people he reaches through his social media channel.
Not a clue. Don't have a clue, buddy.
100, 150?
10 million people a month.
Wow.
You were close, Mark.
That's pretty incredible.
What, there's some cool boats down here. I know it's not open to the public. It's dealers that come from all over the country. But there is some sweet-looking bells and whistles on the new Alumacraft that are going to be here. Plus, the folks from BRP or BRP Marine Group are here, which acquired Evinrude a couple years ago and recently acquired Alumacraft. So just a lot of fun talking innovation and what the future looks like. Exciting stuff.
You have a boring life, my friend. I'll tell you what. Hey, go, you do your thing down there. Have a lot of fun. Learn something and share it with us when you come back in the next Sunday. And listen to the show if you can, because we have some great guests on tonight. And if you haven't listened to my promo, have fun and listen to it. Turn it on so you get a chance. Have yourself an old duels, my friend, because I know you're not doing the hard stuff. Have an old duels and listen to the Four Outdoorsmen tonight.
Well, I tell you what, guys. I'm excited because tell Scott and Shelley, Drew, I did listen to your promo. Tell them I said hi, and you and your beautiful wife, Diana. Can't wait to hear your report when you guys go tour the Apostle Island.
I'm looking forward to it. Take care, everybody. That's Boomer Stelmach. He's the pro, sort of the fishing pro on our show.
I would count him as a pro.
Well, he's more of a pro than we are.
That's definitely true.
That's
every
truth.
Time it's me and you, sir, like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
anyway, I just want to talk about the Four Outdoorsmen. Shout out if you go to our Facebook page, the number 4 Outdoorsmen, and comment in the shout out section. We will read your name on air. First one is from our friends Jennifer Zeiss. We need to get the Zeiss family in here. They are fishing every single day. But she said, great weekend out of Mille Lacs. Not very many big walleyes this weekend for us. Might have been the mayfly hatch. Who knows? Zeiss family shout out from Andover. I've been burned by the mayfly thing before. One year I went up to Canada with my dad.
I got a story, yeah.
And, that's our annual trip, right? And we're so excited to get there. We're so used to catching so many fish. And, the mayfly hatch was just booming right then, and we had a tough year. So it was just like every fish we caught was just jammed with them. Nothing was biting.
My wife, Diana, will remember this about maybe 10 years ago. We went up to Lake Michigan to fish some lake trout or salmon or something like that with another friend of ours and his wife. And the mayflies, they were so plentiful that when you went to get gas at a gas station, you could not walk into the building without slipping and sliding. All the gas pumps were completely covered by mayflies. And when you went fishing, you could see the mayflies just chewing up, eaten up by the fish the thousands. It was brutal. It was gross. I don't know how they clean those things up.
Why do they call them mayflies if they always hatch in July?
Come on. Don't even answer for that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, other shout-outs. Our friend Tony, I won't say his last name. He says, I'm on call for work. Don't tell the boss I'm out fishing. So I hope it's not like a paramedic or something that he doesn't have to be stuck out there. But anyway, great show. Should we talk about some things going on in the news?
Yeah, let me do one little shout out here because Dale Eggert is a good friend of ours of the Four Outdoorsmen. He's been around for a long time. Dale, thanks for supporting the Four Outdoorsmen. We support you as well. But he posted something on Facebook that I shared as well. Now it's getting closer to duck hunting season, and he knows of somebody who's selling a 1975 Alumacraft 16-foot semi-V boat, 4 bench seats, and it's going to be selling for $2,200. It's all decked out for duck hunting. Get a hold of Dale Eggert. He's got the number here, 612-272-0536. 612-272-0536. Tell you what, this guy's
trying to
help. I
hope we get a cut out of that sale.
I'll get 7%. I sell real estate, pal. Hey, talk about the crappies. I love this story.
From the Outdoor News by Tim Spielman, it says, Windham, Minnesota, a married couple from Cottonwood County. That's kind of down where my wife's from, that area.
Yeah, down by Fairmont or something down there,
was
right?
Cited last week for possession of a crappie over limit that totaled 253 fish. Once the legal limit of 10 per person was subtracted from those Minnesota DNR conservation officers, they said they found in the couple's residence. You know what got me?
What got you?
I read the story about this. And they had 250 fish over the limit. They let them keep 10.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I think it is.
It's like, why would you let them keep anything?
I think it is. I don't know. It's just, and but I read the story as well. And how that's impossible to make a mistake, obviously. And good news, this is the TIP, the tip kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Turning poachers. Somebody has seen this family and a couple other people catching way too many fish, putting them in garbage bags, bringing them to their vehicle, and the person who was on the water not only got a photograph of this, but also took license numbers down. And then the DNR guy named Mike Grokey out of Jackson found out where they were staying, went to their hotel room or their apartment, and found freezers full of fish. And you know what they're going to get fined? Maybe?
It said like $3,000 or something.
$3,000, and they get to keep their fish? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Find them more than that. Take away the license and don't let them fish ever in the state of Minnesota.
They knew the rules and they broke them willingly. It's a shame, you know, that. And it's not a large lake. I thought it said 140-acre lake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's decimating a crappie population. Yeah. So, and you know they haven't done that just once. If they're doing it in broad daylight like that, you know it happens a lot.
It could have been the first time. You don't know that. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. And it drives me crazy because I can't catch crap and they're keeping 250
over the
limit.
When I take my kids out and we want to catch five crappies and you know, someone like this is, well, I want to know what they were using because
that's funny.
I can't remember the last time I caught 150 crappies.
You'll go visit them in prison, just ask them what the hell they were using for bait, right?
I'll use my leverage to get you out of jail. Just tell me what you were using and where.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we got 1 minute here before we go to break, but I have to do a shout out to my softball team. I helped coach the Minnesota Moose U14 girls traveling softball team. There's a whole bunch of them out there, and they were in the National Tournament Regional Qualifiers in Eden Prairie this weekend. And frankly, I don't know how they finished up because we won one, lost one on Thursday. We won one on Friday, and then won one yesterday. What day is today?
Sunday.
And won one Saturday, and then we had a lightning strike. And when you have a lightning strike, when you're playing sports like that, you got to wait 20 minutes or half an hour.
Yep.
And I have no idea what happened. My granddaughter, Allie, was playing for these girls. Hopefully they're still playing. Maybe they made it to the next round. I have no idea. But congratulations to the Minnesota Moose. And I want to thank Amber and head coach Kathy Crudel for letting me jump in with the girl for the last 2-3 months or so.
Very cool. Stick with us on the Four Outdoorsmen. We have Jake and Josh for Vets for Hunting and Fishing up next.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Join the fun at Minnesota's largest outdoor event of the summer, Game Fair 2018. Game Fair features dozens of hunting, fishing, and dog training seminars. Visit with more than 300 exhibitors and enjoy games for dogs and kids of all ages. Check out the latest, greatest outdoor equipment and be amazed by our shotgun trick shooter show twice daily. Game Fair runs 2 big weekends, rain or shine, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, and August 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Armstrong Ranch. For complete details, visit gamefair.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-749-2984. 800-749-2984. 800-749-2984.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion. Exxon and Mobil rewards plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen Gang. Strewman Super Strew here. Mark Lukey Boomer is in Red Wing, Minnesota at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Promoting boats. I don't know. So now I always ask you this: is he getting paid right now by us? Is he getting part of our income?
He's getting paid by us technically.
Well, that sucks.
He was on, so can we subtract the minutes that he wasn't on?
I think you're right. Yeah,
Boomer, you get a check for 40 cents for this week.
Hey, welcome back. Do we have new guests? We have Jake or Josh on the phone right now. You guys on the air?
Hey, guys. Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you both perfectly. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what, Mark knows more about you guys than I. I've done a lot of research as well recently, but Mark, introduce our new guests.
Yeah, so we have Jake DeLong and Josh Lackey. Do you pronounce it Lackey, sir?
Yeah, it's Lackey. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I was doing some research. I work for Ron Share Productions, and we produce a show called Operation Fishing Freedom, which takes vets out and to talk about their stories. It's more of a documentary than a fishing show. But anyway, by doing some research, I ran into Vets for Hunting and Fishing, and I got to talk to Jake a little bit and email back and forth. And here on the show, we do absolutely as much as we can for organizations like yours. We just appreciate you guys so much. Anything you can do for our vets. Stu and I did not serve, so we really appreciate those who did.
I served as an altar boy.
That's true.
There you go.
And so thank you so much for being on. Jake, why don't we start with you? Can you tell us a little bit about your history and how you got this organization started?
Yeah. I started this organization with Josh, a couple years ago. We decided enough. We didn't really feel like there was enough resources for veterans out there in the world, so we decided to be our own resource. We found the outdoors to be very therapeutic for us, so we wanted to share our experiences with other veterans.
I'll tell you what. Hey, what is your background? I know. Are you the gentleman who I saw one of your videos with a young man who was a tanker? Which one of you guys was a tanker? Was it Jake or was it Josh?
Yeah,
we were both tankers.
They were both tankers.
We went on a few pig hunts together. One of our first adventures was really cool. We took a combat veteran, single leg amputee, out on a pig hunt in Northern California, and he actually got to whack a few. So, yeah, that's part of the program for sure.
The name of your organization is Vets for Hunting and Fishing. It's Luke Bryan all the way, pal. I wonder if he took that from you or do you take it from him, but hunting and fishing, loving every day. But Vets for Hunting, the number four, hunting, H-U-N-T-N, and fishing, F-I-S-H-N. I absolutely love the name. How do you guys, you're a nonprofit organization, right? How do you guys get your funding?
Oh, that's hard, man. You know, that's the hardest part for most nonprofit organizations out there. We rely on the general public for funds, and, you know, we use our resources and try to get corporate sponsorships to help us fund some of the travel costs associated with our hunting and fishing program we have.
Now, Jake, you are on the West Coast, I believe, Northern California, and Josh, you are on the far East Coast. So how did you guys meet? You said you were both in tanks. Did you guys serve together?
Absolutely. We actually met in Germany when I got there in late 2005, and we deployed for a 14-month deployment to northern Iraq first, then down to Anbar Province in the city of Ramadi.
That's I suppose you don't really know someone until you've served with them. I mean, people talk about the brotherhood, but spending that much time together in a stressful situation, I can't imagine a closer bond between two people. Is that what you find?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jake and I are probably as close to as brothers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And same way with a lot of the guys that we served with. We established a brotherhood that, I mean, it just can't be met anywhere else. And, you know, like, for example, since we both left the military, we've never been able to really meet anybody or have friendships with other people outside of that haven't experienced what we have.
Right.
It has a lot to do with this nonprofit organization. The guys don't, you know, respond to each other, or they don't respond to like a therapist.
Right.
Like they will respond to another veteran that they can really open up to.
Yeah, I suppose you don't really understand, you know, people that didn't serve don't really understand what you went through, and you guys go through the same things together. So as you start to develop this thing, have you learned that it really helps veterans to get outside and talk about things, or is it more just being with other veterans and doing things together, or is it just the fact of being outside and just getting out of their element a little bit?
Yeah, it's escaping the triggers of everyday life. You know, some of these guys facing combat. You know, these guys, you know, are facing urban combat situations today, and they're coming back to urban environments here in the United States. So, you know, going out on a fishing trip or going out on a deer hunt, and just it gets them, you know, for that day, it gets them away from reality. You know, they can go out and just enjoy themselves. Take a step back from what's going on in their lives and take a breath of fresh air.
We're talking with Jake DeLong, I think it is, and Josh Lackey from Vets for Hunting and Fishing. And your, I guess your philosophy is, you like to provide, it says, your recreational therapy and leisure activities for people who have served in the U.S. military. Now, I forget who it is again. There's two of you guys. I've read up a lot about you guys. But one of you, maybe both of you, have both lost friends from your group, from your platoon, whatever it is in the military, to suicide. I have a good friend of mine from high school, played a lot of softball together for a number of years. He also took his own life. And I think when he came back from Vietnam, it was never the same. What you guys are doing, what you guys are doing is so critical, and there's a lot of other groups trying to do the same thing. People do not understand how important it is that you guys do what you do and get the support that you need.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So what kind of events do you guys get to do? Do you put on tournaments, or do you just facilitate, you know, taking guys out? What do you guys do to help get vets out? Is it more of you know, a tournament type of thing, or you just find people that need help and get them outdoors?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, we do have the York Fish does own a bass boat, so we get to take guys out here locally on a bass boat. And we've also partnered up with the Wild West Bass Trail, which goes into California and Arizona. We get free entries for every single one of their pro-am events.
That's great.
And we
go ahead.
Oh, we lost somebody, I think.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, tell you what, now you have some kind of a special relationship with Amazon as well. Would you describe that? I hope.
Josh, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Did Jake drop off?
Yeah, I think he might have. Stu is saying you have a special relationship with Amazon. Can you talk about how that came about and how that helps your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Amazon has a program going on for a nonprofit organization.
May not be able to hear Jake anymore.
Amazon, they can register our nonprofit to their account. And
we can.
0.5% of their purchase will be donated from Amazon to the nonprofit.
Hey, Josh, you are a lot more clear, though, for whatever reason. But we can hear Jake as well. Amazon has done so much for a whole lot of organizations. Talk a little bit about the gentleman who you took out, and you called it hog therapy. That man's got a heck of a story, and I saw the video. Pretty emotional. Tell us about hog therapy. Sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun hump we had.
Go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
Go ahead, Josh.
Okay, well, that gentleman actually is a used to be Jake and my first line supervisor. We served with him in Germany and in Iraq, and I actually spent some time with him in Kentucky.
What happened to him? Yeah. All right, we're talking with again to Jake and Josh from Vets for Hunting and Fishing. Vets for Hunting and Fishing. How do people find you? Give us your website. Give us your contact information. Some people want to reach out and help. I lost him.
Josh, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's bestforhuntingfishing.com, and you can also find us on Facebook. And if you would just, like and share our page, it'll help us spread the word for our mission.
We will do that, guys. Thank you so much. Sorry, we had a little trouble hearing you. Thank you so much for everything you do, and we hope to support any events you have coming up. Just reach out to us, and we'll get the word out for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having us on, guys.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yep. You bet. Take care, right, guys. I'll tell you what, it's too bad because it's hard to do the show when someone's in California, someone's in South Carolina, and the quality of the listening is not as good as we would like it to be. But the point here is Vets for Hunting and Fishing is one of those organizations that everybody has to follow if you have an opportunity. There's a lot of them out there all trying to raise money, but look at some of the videos. If you guys haven't heard about Vets for Hunting and Fishing, check it out. Look at some of the video. Look at some of the stories and feedback. It'll touch your heart, and these people need our help.
Yeah, there is some especially fishing-based ones around here. I think it's cool that not fishing isn't everyone's game, so they take people hunting as well. And it sounds like they serve together and just decide to start this organization. They're both doing well with jobs and everything, but I can't imagine the bond that you find with someone that you served with. I mean, you see it from, I see it from war movies or anything like that, Band of Brothers. It's like when you are putting your life on the line with someone and you count on them every day, I can't imagine a tighter bond.
I did see the Band of Brothers. I'm a movie freak on it, obviously,
me too.
You know that. But did you see the movie Hacksaw Ridge?
I did.
It is unbelievable. Folks, if you like the outdoors and you like hunting and fishing, that's one thing. But if you want to see something true about military, about what it's really like, watch the true story, the movie called Hacksaw Ridge. It is absolutely amazing. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how he didn't hold a gun the whole time, too.
Yep.
That's crazy. And everyone gave him crap forever,
yep.
But he was the bravest of them all.
It's a great, great story.
But anyway, let's talk about whitetail deer hunting.
Why?
It's going to come up sooner than we thought. Do you think, will you invite me to the hunting shack this year? Am I out of that because I didn't fix up your shack?
Well, yeah, you're like the pig that would not eat. He would not make the bread, but he wanted to eat the bread, right? We have a hunting shack in Ely, Minnesota, and we've got a group up there putting the whole thing back together because the cabin's been in trouble for a long, long time. And I have offered Mark the opportunity to go up and lend a hand, but he hasn't been able to do it because he's got kids. But now he wants to use the hunting shack.
Well, that's the way it works, right? Anyway,
absolutely,
The state's whitetail plan is a done deal from the Outdoor News again, and the deer harvest goal remains at 200,000.
That's what it was last year, right?
Now, our friend Craig Engwall, who we've had on many times, including the fair last year, he kind of weighed in on it, and it's always good to have an organization like his, the Deer Hunters Association, to kind of push back at some of these things. And they were talking about how in northern Minnesota, the plan is trying to cut down the number of deer in moose territory.
And what are they planning? What are they doing to cut down the number of deer taken in Ely area and whatnot to help benefit the moose? What's the plan?
I believe just issuing permits. So they issue more permits to try to thin it out up there. I think they're trying as hard as they can to get the moose population going again. And people can argue that wolves are probably a big part of it, but they also say that deer carry diseases that affect
the
moose.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. The brainworm disease, whatever. Right. Yeah.
Now, as a guy that spent his whole life hunting in northern Minnesota in moose territory, I mean, you've seen a big decline over the last couple of years.
No, not the last couple, probably the last 10 or 15, last 10 at least, and substantially. It used to be when I started hunting in the mid to late 1960s. There was eight of us in our hunting shack cabin all the time. And my dad would hunt for 10 days. It was a 10-day season back then. And we would fill out every year to the point where actually we would maybe get one or two that we had to give to somebody on Mud Creek Road who didn't fill out regularly for the first 8-10 years of my life. And then all of a sudden, like in the 80s and 90s, and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. Part of it, I think, is because logging. Part of it because the woods had grown up so much that there wasn't as much feed for the deer.
Okay.
Wolves became a big factor. You hear wolves all the time right now. You see wolf kills probably every year in the woods.
So you're saying there was more logging then, which gave more open spaces?
There's more logging in the last 10 years. Yeah, just about 10, 15 years ago when they started opening all this stuff up.
Oh, and you think that's bad for the deer that it's opening up?
Early on it was, yeah. Now, and when it started growing back, they had to replant stuff. It gets so thick, you can't hunt anyway. You know?
Oh, okay, because the trees are eye high.
Yeah, and they're all about 4 inches apart or whatever it is. But now I was up there working on the hunting shack a month or so ago, first time up there in over a year, to be honest with you. And I saw probably 8 deer run across Mud Creek Road, and I haven't seen that many deer run across Mud Creek Road in 15 or 20 years. And all the guys that I was working with were saying the same thing. I think things might be turning around a little bit, and I'm looking forward to going up there and hunting again this year.
Do you think, was there moose there when you were younger or not at all?
Sure there was, yeah. But I've only seen maybe 2 or 3 moose in the wild in my entire life. And that's 40 years of hunting up there.
Right.
I've seen a couple in my entire life, maybe a half a dozen moose in my entire life. Not many at all. Most of the moose are further northeast, Isabella,
okay,
Farm Lake, Basswood, those general areas out there.
Well, I think the biggest thing they're talking about is the balance, you know, and I think that. And Craig makes a point here that they're kind of basing statistics on unproven science, which tends to happen quite a bit, where there's no proof that a healthy deer population decreases the moose population.
I can't see the correlation. I just don't understand that. They've lived together for thousands of years,
right,
and we've had a decent population of deer 100 years ago and a decent population of wolves, I mean of moose 100 years ago. Why?
And wolves, really.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that nature balances itself out, and when we always try to mess with it, it screws things up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I.e. Mille Lacs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't understand how they think that eliminating deer in the northeastern part of the state is a good thing.
No, and I'd like to get Craig back on as well, since they just finished this meeting, whatever the heck it's called, this board.
Right.
And I'd like to get him back on and get his thoughts face-to-face again sometime.
Well, now, you went and chased moose down in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, up in Grand Marais with Michelle Carstensen, our friend from the DNR, Michelle, and her group was up there. Diane and I went up to Grand Marais and had a chance to watch them do the helicopter kind of thing up there, mm-hmm, and hop in the snowmobile and find collars that were shed by some moose, and it was a really cool experience. The van they had, about as big as this room. You walked in, it looked like the television, the movie Sneakers. All these computers and things and different
like
gauges.
Like a surveillance van?
Oh, yeah, a surveillance van. Like
Bob's handyman service on the outside?
Yeah, Bob's handyman service. And you could see where all the collars were, all the moose were that had collars that were active and all that. It was a really cool experience. And, of course, now the DNR, the DNR or the government shut that down for the most part.
Right.
I'm not sure how badly.
Well, we're coming up a break. We're going to have Craig Enwall on to explain this better, maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah.
But coming up, we have Shelley Holland. What was the name of her guide service?
EscapeExcursions.com, and she's with SKS Guide Service. She and Scott Seibert. Fun, and Dinah and I are going to have a hell of a trip this coming Friday.
All right. Tune back in for Outdoorsmen.
The Four Outdoorsmen, just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lake's Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lake's Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lake's Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Once upon a time, there were 3 goats who lived on Iker's Hobby Farm near Avon.
Hey, more like 140.
Right. And while crossing a bridge...
Iker's goats are all kept fenced in, nowhere near a bridge.
Anyway, the goats, while not crossing a bridge, met an ugly troll who wanted to eat them.
That troll needs to eat Iker's Farmstead fresh goat cheese. And I'm guessing he could use some Iker's goat milk face and body cream, too.
Get the real story at ikershobbyfarm.com.
Iker's Hobby Farm. We love our goats.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observed subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion. Exxon and Mobil rewards plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Now we're back. I have a tendency to talk before we're on the air.
You get excited and you kind of jump the gun sometimes.
Well, talk to my wife about that. Hey, how about the twins? We're back. Hey, the Stru Man's here, the Four Outdoorsmen. Mark Lukey's back. Boomer is on a hiatus at Treasure Island Casino doing something with 2019 boats, and we'll talk more about that when he comes back next week. But right now, I think we've got Shelly Holland on the air. Shelly, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I am. How you doing, Stru?
Cutie pie. I'm doing absolutely perfectly, especially since you're here and Mark Lukey's here with us. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Hey, we tried to get a hold of Scott as well, but I don't know why. We don't need Scott. All we need is you because you are the captain, right? You are the captain.
Captain Shelly Holland here.
Atta girl.
Scott's not a captain, is he? Are you the only captain in the bunch?
I have been a captain for 3 years.
Very good.
Yeah, and Escape Excursions, this is actually my first season of doing the Escape Excursions, but it's been a dream for many, many, many years, and I've finally got it up and going.
Hey, Shelly, have you taken clients out, or are Diana and I going to be the guinea pigs?
No, I have been doing many excursions, and I've had many guinea pigs before you. No, I just had a great trip on Friday. It was 2 different families that met up at the beautiful Apostle Islands. One of them was from Colorado, and the other one was from Missouri. They were twin sisters, but moved away from each other, and that's where they meet up. And now I think I get to captain them for the rest of their visits up there. We had such a great time.
Hey, Shelly, Mark here. Thanks for joining us. I've always heard about the Apostle Islands. Can you kind of describe the area a little bit for those of us that aren't familiar? I know I've always heard it's beautiful up there, but
yeah.
what kind of things do you have going on up there?
There's 22 beautiful islands. They're all spread out across probably 500 acres, and it's just beautiful. 5,000 acres, I'm sorry. And do you know the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is one of our newest state parks, national parks? In 1970, it became a national park. And since then, there hasn't been another one, you know, named a national park.
Yeah, I'll tell you
what,
Shelly.
Beautiful sea caves, and you can kayak through them. Sandstone buildings. In the 1860s, it was very trendy to build big, beautiful buildings with sandstone. That was popular then. And in fact, down in downtown Minneapolis, there's a sandstone building. I think it's the courthouse on 4th Street that has Apostle Island sandstone. It's quite fabulous.
We're talking with Shelley Holland. She's with SKS Guide Service, and she has other jobs as well. Most of these people who are professionally involved in guiding and whatnot have other jobs as well. And you do that because you love it. But you do a lot of metro fishing and taking people and families out fishing as well. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, we do. SKS Guides, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years now. And ice fishing is how it really started. We have moved into open water and stuff, but we've always been ice fishermen. And so taking people on guided ice trips is truly our passion. And we have a good time. You know, there's a lot of equipment, and you don't have to buy all that equipment. Just come with us and see if you like it first, you know?
I tell you what, I'm excited. We're going to talk about the excursion, escapeexcursions.com with Shelley Holland, who's going to be taking Diana and me to the Apostle Islands out of Bayfield. And we're going to make a 2 or 3 day trip out of it, Diana and me. And I'm so excited about it. I was not aware, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the caves where we're going to go kayaking.
Yes.
I believe that. Isn't that where the people come up and check out the ice sculptures in the winter as well?
That is one. So there's three different areas of dramatic sea caves, and the ones where the ice caves are is called Myers Beach. And Myers Beach sea caves are actually the tallest sea caves. It's just a huge cliff, and it's on the mainland. Now, the sea caves I'm going to be taking you to is called Devil's Island Sea Cave, and that's going to be about a 45-minute boat ride out there. But I plan on stopping somewhere with you at one of the islands before we get there to kind of break the trip up a little.
Yeah, and I'll have to jump in the water and go pee. You know how that goes.
New beach, probably.
Yeah.
You got to do that. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited about this, Shelley. Tell us all about, okay, what's going to happen Friday morning. You sent me a beautiful picture. We're staying at the casino. I don't even know the name of the casino up there, my wife and I.
Legendary Waters.
And you showed me a picture of the sunrise right from the casino there on the shore, probably of Lake Superior, obviously. It was beautiful. Tell us what happens when I meet with you at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I reached out of bed in the morning to take those pictures because they're all fabulous. They're all different, and I never get sick of a beautiful sunrise.
All right. Describe to us our day. We're going to be with you maybe 5-6 hours. Who knows?
Yeah,
but
we're
going to meet you on the dock.
We're going to get on the boat at about 8 in the morning. You said you're an early one, and I love it. The water is so calm. It's going to be like glass probably when we get out there at 8 in the morning. And then I'm going to take you over to Manitou Island. We're going to go around Hermit Island and Basswood. And Manitou has an old fish camp that actually was up and running back in 1975 is when they closed that, I believe.
All right.
And so they have a little storytelling there, and you can see how things were ran. Then from there, we're going to go by a few more islands and get to Devil's Island. And that's the furthest, most northwestern island out there. It's about 22 miles from the mainland. And then I'm going to get you in the kayaks. And you guys will get to kayak through the sea caves. Now, some people get creeped out. I don't know. How are you guys with that kind of stuff?
I won't be creeped out because I'll give it a shot. I went caving one time. I think they called it caving. Maybe not. But I was in up by Banff and by Lake Louise. And I spent 8 hours in caves you would not believe, where I had to lay on my back when the wall was touching my nose and slide on my back with no light at all for about 20 minutes from to point B.
I'm out.
And you feel like you're in a coffin and you start hyperventilating.
Okay. Well, then you're going to do great. There's no coffins like activity here on this trip at all.
Yeah. But my gorge.
So I am going to be on my boat, kind of near you.
Yeah.
Taking awesome photographs of you guys while you guys are in these beautiful, dramatic, ancient sea caves. It's going to be great.
Go ahead, Mark.
Then we're going to get back in the boat eventually. We'll probably spend, you know, maybe an hour there. We'll just play it by ear. Then I'm going to take you to Stockton Island, and that's where all the rich, famous boaters go with all their big yachts, 40-foot yachts, 50-foot yachts, catamarans.
Yeah.
And we're going to pretend we're one of them.
I've seen your boat. It looks pretty nice. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Shelly, do you ever throw a line out while you're out, or is this all about sightseeing?
And, well, I am not a – I don't really take people fishing on this, but I do fish myself. And if I know there's fish, I've been known to drop a line. So it's just if I have the confidence that there's fish around, we'll do it.
Shelly, do you need a special permit to fish at this time, like whether it's for salmon or trout or something?
Yes, you do need your Wisconsin fishing license and a trout stamp.
Okay, and you have that.
I have mine. Yeah. You need yours.
No, I won't get a trout stamp. But I would like to, if you have an idea that there's some fish out there, I'd love to see you catch some kind of a big old lake trout. That'd be kind of fun to see you do that.
Yeah, okay. You can watch me fish. Yeah.
So, Shelly, do you just drive up every weekend for this, or do you stay at a place up there?
The way I've worked this out is I go up to the Apostle Islands Thursday through Sunday, and I work my lunch truck gig Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it's a short season, so I'm only doing that for 3 months, you know. And if I had a trip on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I can take the day off and go do it. So.
Well, what are all the hungry construction workers going to do when you have your days off?
I'm going to get them up to the boat. Those guys are interested. I'm getting quite a few of my lunch truck customers to come up there. So.
Do you have anyone else that runs your truck, or is it just you?
No, I do have help, so that is very fortunate, yeah.
Good for you.
Hey, Shelly, yeah. I told you, just through conversation, through the grapevine, I know you're going to treat Diana and me perfectly because the Four Outdoorsman reaches everybody from Alexandria down to Rochester. We have a lot of listeners, and I'm going to promote you to death, but I already have two different couples who are very, very interested in going with you. How do they find you? What is your site again? Contact information?
Yeah, escapeexcursion.com is my website.
Now,
but I can throw out my phone number if anybody wants that. It's Shelly at 612-805-7454.
Shelly, what do you do now? Okay, we're going to be up there anyway. We're staying in Bewabic on Wednesday. I work the Twins game on Wednesday. We're going to the Bewabic Giants Ridge, play around a golf or something. No, we're going to golf in Bayfield at Apostle Islands Golf Course, way up on top of the hill, staying at the casino. We're going to go up there anyway. What do you do if the weather is so bad you can't go out? Has that happened yet?
It has not happened yet. And I did check the weather. It looks good. The winds don't look too bad, so...
How big do the waves get up there, you know, in a squall? I mean, do they...
I have had it in 4 to 6 foot waves, and it's a well-craft boat, and it is a well-craft boat. I mean, I love it. It handles the water really good. It's a 27-footer.
I was a little bit concerned when you sent us a list of the supplies and things that we might want to bring with, and one of them was seasick pills.
I'm just trying to cover my bases.
There you go. Yeah.
You ever done that, Stru? Like fishing on open ocean water?
I have, but I've never gotten sick, but I have seen people get sick.
But I've seen a girl leaning over the side for 8 straight hours.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine doing that.
I've never had anybody get even sick a little.
So, Shelly, where have you been fishing this summer? I know that you live in the metro area, but have you gone on any great fishing trips?
Well, there's a proud moment. Me and my sister fish women's Winnebagoche tournament, Women on Winnie, and
yeah,
we took first place again
awesome.
This year.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that was great.
Is your sister or sister-in-law?
No, my sister, Jennifer Holland.
And is she an avid fishing person as well?
She loves to fish. You know, we grew up on the lakes. Dad always had boats, so she loves to fish.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I was just going to say, so you do a lot of stuff with women anglers in Minnesota and stuff like that, correct?
I do a lot of stuff what?
With women's fishing organizations, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys do a lot of... Did you go to that ice tournament on Geiger's last year, was it?
I did go to Geiger's last year.
Cool.
Was that last year or the year before?
I don't know, but whatever it is.
They all kind of blend in, but I've been to Geiger's on those women's trips before.
And you froze your butt off, I know that much.
Yes, it was cold that year, and I even got a little afraid. Yeah. It was 10 below, and my heater wouldn't start, and I was really cold. I had to turn around and go back.
Shelly, talk a little bit about your, again, let's go back to SKS Guide Service, and talk about your, now you do mostly winter fishing and winter guiding. We have 2 minutes left. Do you do some panfish fishing and guiding in the metro area in the summer as well?
We do guiding in the summer, but our passion really is the ice fishing. We have so much ice fishing equipment, and not we find a lot of people don't have the equipment. So, but Scott has an awesome boat for it. He has a 21-foot Crestliner with a 350, and
wow.
So we are able to take people anytime they want to go.
I tell you what, we're talking to Shelly Holland. We're going to let you go, young lady. I am looking, that's escapeexcursions.com, SKS Guide Service. And Diana and I are going to see you Friday morning. I'll talk to you long before then. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to get on the water. My wife is a water addict. She will.
Oh,
she will.
Good.
She,
good. I look so forward to meeting her.
You'll
too.
Love her. I kept telling you, she's gorgeous, and she is. She's as much fun as you are. Shelly, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. You support us, and we're going to support you. All right, young lady?
Okay, that's right.
I'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.
You bet. What's up, Mark?
Why don't you give our sponsors a quick shout out here?
I got to figure out. We got Devil's Lake Tourism, right?
Yeah.
Where there's Boomer always says it's catch five fish a day, 10 in the whatever it is, no slot limit, 24 hours, .. Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities. Alumacraft Boats. It's been a fun ride with all of these guys on the Four Outdoors.
And a shout out to Tommy Restemeyer, who commented on our shout out page. And thanks for everyone for joining us. What do you got, Stru?
Well, if Boomer was here, what would he say, buddy?
Get outdoors.
You got it.